Iowa generally relies on reports and calculations for its annual greenhouse gas emissions inventory, while Illinois bases its annual emissions report mostly on 64 monitoring stations around the state. Marnie Stein, a senior environmental specialist for the Iowa DNR, says the annual report tallies emissions from agriculture, based in part on the number of animals being raised in the state, plus the methane produced by their manure. Then power plants, manufacturing and industry, electricity consumption, and from cars and trucks based on estimates of miles driven in the state each year.
So the emissions do vary from year to year based on the economy. Emissions from electricity consumption and fossil fuel use are also dependent on the weather. So if you have a cold winter, hot summer, there may be more demand for electricity.
Iowa then calculates emissions of six greenhouse gases, including carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. The latest results are for 2017.
Overall, the emissions in the past 10 years have decreased 5.84%. This year, they were up approximately 3.5% from the previous year, and that was due to an increase in emissions from power plants due to increased generation of electricity from natural gas.
And Stein says that emissions from agriculture in Iowa are rising.
Agriculture emissions have increased 8% since 2008, and that's due to increases in the number of animals produced in Iowa and the amount of grain and other crops produced in Iowa. But in the past year, they only increased by 0.3%.
Coal-fired power plants, one of the major sources of air pollution, are being replaced by natural gas and power from renewable sources like wind and solar. Kim Biggs from the Illinois EPA says in addition to data from the 64 monitoring stations, her agency also tracks various emissions from a variety of industrial plants.
Yeah, we are definitely seeing a downward trend in most of the levels, and most of them are below all of the federal standards. We do have our larger metropolitan areas in the Chicago area and the Metro East St. Louis area, we do see obviously higher levels of pollution because you have a number of industrial sources as well as mobile sources in that area that contribute to it.
And she says some of the credit for cleaner air should go to tougher federal air standards, but there's some other reasons too.
Vehicles becoming cleaner, better mileage and that sort of thing for mobile sources, but then also requirements we've had on, for instance, coal-fired power plants or other chemical processes. The more renewable sources we have, you know, those aren't creating air emissions, so that's improving air quality, and no-till farming and that sort of thing reduces emissions.
Marnie Stein from the Iowa DNR calls their annual report policy neutral. It goes to the governor and legislature with no recommendations. Kim Biggs says the Illinois EPA report also goes to top officials, but the data is also used by groups like the American Lung Association.
For the average citizen, it's something good to keep on top of to know what your air quality is, especially if you have breathing difficulties or other heart ailments, that it is something that can affect your health, and we just want to continue to provide that information for them.
She recommends checking with the National Weather Service or signing up for text or email messages about daily air quality from a site called airnow.gov. I'm Herb Tricks.